It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Another one of USDA's reports that were released on Monday morning was the winter wheat seedings report. This gave us an idea of just where the winter wheat plantings are for a majority of the U.S., and numbers came in a little larger than expected. We'll talk about them after this break.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
According to USDA's winter wheat planted or seedings report that came out on Monday, we're going to plant about the same amount of winter wheat acres this year as we did last year, which is somewhat surprising when you look at where the price has been at and the rumors of less acres being planted down on the southern plains. When the numbers all came out, all winter wheat acres came in at 32.9 million. That's 577,000 above expectations, but 163,000 less than last year, so pretty close to unchanged. Hard red winter wheat acres came in at 23.5. That's up 472,000 from expectations and up 11,000 over last year. Soft red acres are estimated at 6.14 million. That's 215,000 above expectations and 4,000 above last year. While white winter wheat acres are expected to be at 3.36 million, that's 86,000 less than expected and 168,000 less than last year. Now, part of the reason why we could be seeing more winter wheat acres is to graze out for winter wheat pastures for calves this late spring, which is somewhat reasonable when you look at where the price of cattle are. It brings in some pretty cheap gain when they can graze out the winter wheat and then go to another crop after the fact. So that could be one of the reasons. When you look at the state breakdown, it kind of rings true to that. As Colorado saw their acres decrease by 100,000, Kansas's acres decreased by 100,000. We did see Montana slow down or decrease their winter wheat acres by 350,000. Nebraska dropped by 100,000 and Illinois dropped by 50,000. Now, where we saw some of the big increases, Oklahoma increased their acres by 650,000, while Texas increased their acres by 100,000. We did see Washington, which is the white wheat, see a decrease in acres of 150,000. So that kind of sums up what we're looking at. Again, the big states, Colorado and Kansas saw a little bit of a decrease in acres, but huge increase as far as Oklahoma is concerned and Texas. And a lot of that could be leading more towards the need for the winter wheat pastures for the calves. Overall, this was a little bit negative to the wheat as it shows more acres than most had anticipated.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.